Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Great to have you with us This Week in America. Our guest on today's This Week in America, author Efren Gamboa, clarifies what he says God told him is his true name of God in his corrected version of the Bible, the book, the Holy Book of El Shaddai. His hope is to explain to the world the understanding he has reached of the true name of God as El Shaddai. That understanding, he says, will allow readers to have more spiritual experiences, knowing they are conversing with God Almighty, hearing the voice of God, understanding his message, and serving him to live life joyfully, fully, and blessed. Efren was born in Mexico, struck with polio at age 2, at age 13, completely healed. His hometown is Midland, Texas. With his employment, he travels extensively throughout the United States. Efren Gamboa, author of the Holy Book of El Shaddai, is with us on This Week in America. Efren, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
This is such an important message, and I'm glad we have this opportunity to talk about this. You say, in the beginning of the book, ever since I can remember, the spirit of El Shaddai has been talking and ministering to me. Talk about where this began, and I guess back when you were struck with polio at age 2, right?
Yes, when I was at age 2, from age 2 to age 13, I was not able to communicate with anybody because that's one of the things the polio took away from me is my voice.
Yeah,
And I couldn't communicate with my parents or anybody else, but in my life, angels will show up and they will communicate with me. And I will hear the voice of God all the time on my right ear. I mean, I still have that I still hear the voice of God on my right ear.
Which is amazing. We're talking about the Holy Book of El Shaddai by Efren Gamboa. That's EFRENGAMBOA. Books available at bookventure.com in the bookstore. Go ahead and tell the story, because this really, it's very enlightened what you learned, what you actually heard. Talk about that experience.
I was a minister, a preacher, and one day as we had our youth playing volleyball, I was cooking hamburgers and hot dogs for everybody. And as I was cooking, I had a tug on my shoulder, like pulling me to come over. And I turned around, and there was nobody there. Then I kept on cooking, and I felt that tug again, and I'm turning around, and up there in the parking lot was an old man telling me with his finger, come over there. And I went, and he said, I come to give you a message. And when he said, I come to give you a message, I said, that's fine. What do you need? He said, before I give you a message, tell you the message that I have, I need to talk to your wife. And I said, well, let me bring her over. I'll go get her. He said, no, I'll get her. And he turned and pointed to my wife and made a sign, come over. As he did that, my wife turned around and came over. And he told both of us, I'm here to give you a message. But before I give you a message, I have to talk to both of you. And from there on, to make the story short here, he told us all our past, and he also told us our future. And he told us, he said, I'm only a messenger. In other words, he was telling me, I'm an angel. I'm only a messenger. And the message I have for you is in this bag. He was carrying a brown paper bag, and he said, I have the message for you in this paper bag, but before I give it to you, I need to talk to you. So I took him to my house. We talked. We talked all day, and we talked all night. By the time I saw the clock, and it was already 5 o'clock in the morning, and he said, take me to the Greyhound station. So I took him to the Greyhound station, and he got off my truck on the driver's side, and I parked right in the front of the door of the bus. And I opened the door, and I got off, and he came around. And when he came around, I saw that he didn't have the bag that he was carrying all this time while he was talking to me. So I opened the door, and I got the bag, and when I turned around, he was gone. He disappeared nowhere, and I could see him. So I went inside the bus and looked inside the bus, and there was nobody there. And I asked the bus driver, did you see that old man that was here in front of your door? And he looked at me like surprised, being surprised, said, I didn't see no old man. He said, I saw you opening the door of your truck, coming over, talking to yourself, and then went back and opened the door, and you brought out that paper bag that is on your hand. And I kind of looked down and like trying to think what was happening. And the bus driver said, son, are you okay? I told you, yes, I'm okay. So I went, I got the paper bag, and I sat on my truck on the inside of the chair, and the voice of God came to me and said, "Put my name back in my book." And I opened the paperback, and there was a King James version of the Bible, brand new, spanking new. I opened the Bible, and the Old Testament was taken out, but the Bible was brand new. It was just the pages were still fresh,
right,
and stiff like a brand new Bible. And at that moment, at that time, I didn't believe there was anything wrong with the Bible. I had been teaching everybody that the Bible was the infallible word of God. There's nothing wrong with it, And that got me. I mean, I'm hearing the voice of God telling me, put my name back in my book. And then I have another message with a note saying, it is contaminated, fix it. That took me by surprise, and I went home. And as I was going home, he told me, I am El Shaddai, the God of your forefather Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And at that moment, that even put me more into a land or a place. Where is all these words coming from? Because all my life I have been taught that I was a Gentile, that I was not even an Israelite. And now the voice of God is telling me, you are from the seed of Abraham. And at first I struggled with it. At first I went and read it. And all this time, you read the Bible and it says, and instead of El Shaddai, they have the name like the Lord.
Yes.
They have the name like Yahweh, Jehovah, and that's a Bible that has four letters, which are the tetragramma. When I got the varieties of Bible, and the varieties of Bible had different names for God, then it stuck to me. I said, there had to be something that happened in history where all these different Bibles have different names.
With us on This Week in America is Efren Gamboa. He is the author of the book, The Holy Book of El Shaddai. What a remarkable story. Talk about why you decided to write the book and the purpose, the taking the message that you received and getting it out into the public. Talk about the reason you decided to write the book.
Well, the main reason is because the voice of God was telling me, put my name back. When I went and studied the different names, like the Lord, the Lord came from it's not even a God of Israel. The Lord, it was the God of the Canaanites, which the Lord translates to Baal. And that, and when I learned this, my mind went wild. I said, how in the world is Baal doing translated in English to Lord, and now Lord is all over the Old Testament? And then and I studied everything. I studied where Yahweh came from. Yahweh came from in the 501 where the Moserets decided to put consonant to the four the tetra, the four letters, and they came out with Yahweh. Yahweh is not even a name of a God; it is a made-up God. And then you got Jehovah. Jehovah, the Catholics did the same thing as the Messerites at year 1200, and came out with the name Jehovah. Jehovah is not even a name of a God. It is a made-up name of the Catholic Church. And then you come with the four letters, YHWH. And that is a secret name of a God. But it's not the secret name of the God of the Israelites. It's a secret name of the God of the Edomites and the Midianites. And my question on all this is how come the gods there are the enemies of the God of Israel? Why are they doing in the holy writings of the Israelites? And I went through history, the four letters, which are, we know about King Herod. King Herod was an Edomite. So when he got control and was overpowered, he wrote the name of his guy, the secret name, YHWH, in the Holy Writings.
Talk about the process of writing the book. Once you made that decision to do that, how long did it take you to write to complete the holy book of El Shaddai?
It took me 4 years to completely write it.
Right.
It took me 4 years because of all the investigation I had to do. People would say, what's the big deal of finding the name? Because the big deal is, especially you have your commandments, and the third commandment says, "Thou shalt not take my name in vain." If you go and see the definition of taking my name in vain, it means having no real value. I'm taking something like it's worthless or useless, foolish or silly. And if we don't, call him by his name, and we call him by a different name, we are calling his name worthless. Train of thought, we are taking the name of El Shaddai worthless or in vain.
How has this changed your life?
Well, it changed tremendously because now, as I read, I can see the things moving and life coming into motion of the futuristic things that is coming. It has opened my mind greatly. I see things that in the past, my mind was all concentrated in doomsday. It was concentrated in the ends of times, and now putting his name back, my thinking has shifted with the message of hope. If you read it in the true sense, it's God is telling you, I have chosen man to be here for an eternity. I have made them mortal so they can die and produce and keep on going And I have blessed them to be here as long as the earth is here. And in my mind has changed from doomsday to happiness and hope.
With us is Efrain Gamboa. Yes, that's a powerful message. The author of the book, the holy book of El Shaddai. A couple minutes left in the program. You said as you were writing the book, you had several supernatural experiences, and others will experience that as well once they understand the message. In this process, talk about that, because you were touched, weren't you, in a positive way as you were writing this?
Okay, let me go when I started this. One of the things that angel told me is that both of my heels were going to be busted. They was going to be crushed. And they were crushed. They were busted, both of my heels. And as I was inside the hospital, when they gave me the verdict, the doctors gave me the verdict, you will never walk again. And they gave me the verdict in front of many pastors and preachers, because I was well known at that time in the ministry. So I had pastors, deacons there hearing the doctor telling me, you will never walk again. And as I was reading and changing the words, it said, I am El Shaddai, your healer. And I grabbed that and I took it. And when I took it, I was able to walk. Because I took it first inside my heart. When I took it and when I took it, I was able to walk. And right now, I'm walking. I've been walking.
Amazing.
When they told me I was never going to walk again, and I'm walking. It's a great miracle. I'm talking about the miracles that God has prepared from the very beginning.
And you've said
a
that.
Miracle.
Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm saying the miracles that you can compare with the miracles of Egypt. The miracles of Elijah, that all the miracles that God has, he has for his people, and all we have to do is speak his name. You know, speak his name. In the book of Deuteronomy, it tells us to love his name, to speak his name, to write his name everywhere. And if we don't know his name, how are we going to write it? And that's the one of the questions that people have told me. How come you are set on the name of El Shaddai? And that's because he told me my name is El Shaddai. And then I'll go and read it in Genesis. He tells Abraham, I am El Shaddai. And you can read, I mean, everybody says his name here and there. Like when they say hallelujah, you know, when they say hallelujah, the name hallelujah has E-L in it, or L, and it also has the name God, J-A-H. When you say hallelujah, you're saying glory to El, our God. You know, all the churches say hallelujah. And hallelujah, you are directing a praise to the El, our God, and that is powerful, because now we're not just saying a praise and then the praise goes everywhere. Now we are directing our praise to our God.
It's just a fascinating book, and the book is available at bookventure.com at the bookstore, other places as well. It's the Holy Book of El Shaddai. Efrain Gamboa, our guest on the program. His hope, as I said, is to explain to the world the understanding he has reached of the true name of God as El Shaddai. The book is the Holy Book of El Shaddai. Efrain, a real important story, and I was so glad that you had time to be with us on the program today. Thank you for being with us. Good luck in getting this word out there. I know you've had tremendous success in doing that. Thank you for sharing it with us on the program today.
Thank you. I'm very grateful, and I love you all.
Thank you. Once again, Efren Gamboa, our guest on the program. The book is The Holy Book of El Shaddai. Information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Book available at bookventure.com in the bookstore. We're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.